Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. And the first movie is Lucy. Scarlett Johansson, she's been taken, assaulted, and poisoned. But what the bad guys don't expect is the drugs they poisoned her with will make her very smart, cunning, strong, and ruthless, and very, very motivated to get even.
What happened?
Somebody put a bag of drugs inside me. I need you to take it out. It's leaking.
I have access to 28% of my cerebral capacity. It's like all things that make me human are fading away.
You can unlock secrets that go beyond our universe. I'm not even sure that mankind is ready for it.
Okay, just a quick public service announcement. It is not good, no way, no how, to implant giant amounts of drugs into someone. But for this movie, it's pretty darn cool because the side effects are amazing. It's nothing but a giant tragedy. We normal humans only use like 10% of our brains. I have no idea how they really know that. I question who they just say that to make them sound all intellectual and whatnot. But getting doped up with the right stuff in this movie makes Scarlett the smartest human to ever live with extraordinary powers to do, well, pretty much anything. And I guess if you're gonna juice up someone's brain, it's gotta be a girl, right? I mean, seriously, man can barely decide which way to turn it in an intersection, let alone decide right and wrong, what to do, what not to do, and who has to die. No offense, of course, guys, but Scarlett masters it all, with a few trials and tribulations along the way. So if you're up for seeing some serious girl power, this is the movie for you. Now into a way different kind of movie, it's And So It Goes. Well, Michael Douglas, he's hard to like, but when he has to take care of his granddaughter, it may change his life forever.
I need you to take care of my daughter while I'm gone.
What's going on? Wait, who's that?
That's my granddaughter. I messed up. I need a woman's perspective, and you're the closest thing to it.
I'm the only friend you've got.
Might have found somebody else who likes me, so you can die now.
Now, what is your favorite color for your room?
Purple.
No, that's no good.
Okay, so yes, Diane Keaton and Michael Douglas are of the more mature age set, but that doesn't mean he can't pull off self-absorbed, misunderstood, and a kind of strangely endearing guy. And Diane Keaton, she can pull off lonely, big-hearted, and a quirky lady. But of course, they need a whole lot of help to realize they need each other, like from his completely cute granddaughter, a stray dog, and some very tolerant neighbors. This movie sweetly entertains, makes you laugh, and gives you hope. Hope that there are second chances, and hope that no matter who you are, there is someone out there to love you. Yes, even if you're that guy who thinks he knows everything, pays no attention to anything, and is thoughtful about nothing, you know who you are. So, if you're up for a sweetly hopeful movie, this one is for you. Sonar Movie Night Traffic Light And So It Goes is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.